Totally Wonderful Miss Plumbery by Michael Rosen. It was a totally wonderful day, totally wonderful weather, totally wonderful everything. And today, Molly was taking her crystal to school. It came from the rocks at the back of Grandma's house. Grandma, over the water and far away, gave it specially to Molly and only Molly. Molly's own crystal that she kept by the side of her bed so that she could look deep into it as she was going to sleep. At school, Molly kissed her mummy goodbye, hung up her jacket and ran into the classroom. Miss Plumbery was there, but she was talking to Russell. Molly held her crystal in her hands. "Great crystal you've got there, Molly," said Tanya. "I love your crystal, Molly," said Lindy.
"Can I hold it, Molly?" asked Aaron.
"Me first, Molly," said Nicole. Everyone crowded around Molly and her crystal. Tanya and Lindy and Aaron and Nicole and Zach and Madeline and Jamie. Everyone wanted to touch Molly's crystal. Molly took in a deep breath and opened her mouth. "This crystal comes from my grandma, over." But just then, Russell ran past, waving a pink and green dinosaur.
"It's a Stegosaurus," he said. "It's got 20 spikes, and if you press it here, it spurts water."
And everyone said, "Wow." They forgot about Molly and her crystal from Grandma and crowded around Russell instead. Molly's eyes went hot and wet. She looked at her crystal lying snug in her hand and she felt her heart go thumpety, thumpety, thumpety inside. It wasn't a totally wonderful day. It was a totally horrible day. The most totally horrible day in the whole world. And in a minute, a great big lion was going to run in and gobble everyone up. Come on, lion, thought Molly. Just then, Miss Plumbery looked up. She saw everyone crowded around Russell, and she saw Molly all by herself. She saw Molly looking sad. "Molly, what have you got there?" she asked. Molly said, "It's my crystal from Grandma, but nobody likes it except me." Miss Plumbery stood very still. Then she clapped her hands and everyone looked at her. "Molly," said Miss Plumbery, "tell me about this crystal." Molly said, "It's my crystal from Grandma over the water and far away, and it comes from the rocks at the back of her house, and I keep it by the side of my bed so I can look deep into it as I'm going to sleep." Miss Plumbery looked at the crystal very, very closely. Then she said, "Molly, your crystal is totally wonderful. It's one of the most lovely and perfect things I've ever seen. When I look into it, it feels like I'm falling and falling and falling deep into a warm pool. And I look and I look and I look some more. And then it feels like it's looking back at me." After that, everyone wanted to look into Molly's crystal.
"Can I hold it?" asked Russell.
"Can I?" said Nicole.
"Then me," said Lindy.
"And me," said Aaron.
"Maybe it's not the most totally horrible day," Molly thought. "Maybe it's the most totally wonderful day. And Miss Plumbery is the most totally wonderful teacher in the whole world. Totally wonderful Miss Plumbery."